is my great pleasure to introduce our next special guest and that speaker. Elizabeth Palmero is a wife of Ramon Labino. She's mother of two daughters, has a bachelor's degree in English, attended the World Social Forum in Venezuela in 2006, and in 2002 she was awarded a special medal from the Cuban Council of State for her work in the Battle for Ideas, the Ana Betancourt Award, which is an extremely prestigious award. And I'd like to warmly welcome Elizabeth.
But I think that maybe I can give you some ideas that how difficult it has been for us dealing with the situation of our relative. I remember Ramon, and for me, at the beginning, it was impossible to think about being without him just a minute. And now I have been without Ramon for more than 14 years, the age of my older daughter. Because one day Ramon told me that he has to go out from the house, he had to be abroad for some important mission in economy, because he is bachelor in economy. But suddenly I found myself bringing my child, my older daughter, and then the other one, and two persons arrived to my house. Very important news for me that Ramon was arrested in Miami. And it started a new phase, a new era in my life, because I didn't know that Ramon was doing something very important for Cuba, but not so important, because this job, this work, have to be undercover. I didn't know the details. But I didn't know that my husband was sacrificing himself. That's why I get married. I took the decision to have another baby in these conditions, knowing that Ramon wasn't in the house. I have to be alone all the time. But I feel proud of that, even though it has been very hard. In 1998, these two persons came to my house and they told me that Ramon was in Spain and he was in the United States infiltrating terrorist groups there in Miami. For me, it was something difficult because I feel very sad, I cried. I thought that the soil was opening under my foot. But at the same time, I feel very proud because even though nobody didn't know anything about Ramon because he was not Ramon, he was Luis Medina. When you write him, you have to write Luis Medina because it was his name, his undercover name. I couldn't explain anybody about what was happening to him. And it was really difficult. It passed 2 years and a half almost since we were able to talk again. Because Luis Medina didn't have any family in Cuba. And he was in the prison under isolation confinement for more than 1 year and a half. My girls were growing up. At the same time, Rene, that was there in the federal detention with him, wasn't able to see his daughter Emita and his older daughter Yvette. And there was two of them that were also undercover, Fernando and Gerardo. Their family were in Cuba, and nobody knows about what was happening to them. That was not the case of Rene and Antonio, because they are American citizens, and in some way their family were able to see them. And one day, when the trial ended, and they were found guilty in this hostile city of Miami, trial took place. In Cuba, our government decided to make public this situation. Our lives changed again because nobody knows about the situation of the five, nobody knows about the situation of these five families, but all of a sudden we become the most well-known people in Cuba, and now we are very well-known people around the world. And it is good in some way because we need that, but it's difficult for babies because to be a public person is not an easy task. But we need that. We need the people get very well informed about what is happening to our relative because it is a political issue. They are in jail because of policy, because of the hostile policy that the United States government have been developing during those years against my country. In any case like this, when the government find people unregistered in their territory working as foreign agents, the normal thing is to deport them, send them back to their country. But in the case of the five, they put them in jail and they are treated as criminals. Why? Because they are Cubans. Because they were there defending their country. Because they were in the United States just infiltrating terrorist groups that have been financed, trained, and organized by the American government. And we need the people to know that because everybody knows about terrorism against the United States because of what happened on September 11th. But anybody knows about what is terrorism against Cuba. And we need people like you to inform about that. Because of your relation with the solidarity groups and the solidarity campaign with Cuba, you know about the reality in Cuba, and you know that. And as our friend Noah told you, we need the solidarity because there is no other way to make them be out of the prisons. The prosecution is trying to delay the process for all their means. They are trying to make it last, I don't know how many times, nobody can answer that, not even the prosecution. And in the case of the two of them that have years of sentence, there is some hope. But in the case of the ones that have life terms, like my husband, René, Gerardo and Antonio, we don't have any hope because they can be all the time in prison, and that's not fair because we know that when the people get aware that they are five real patriots that left behind all their precious dreams about personal realization, and they went to Miami to infiltrate those terrorist groups, people will admire them as real heroes, not only for Cuba, but for humanity. Because people can understand that if your country is in danger, you have to do something. And Cuba was doing something. Cuba was denouncing this to the American authorities, but they didn't do anything. So what was supposed to do? Well, send people to know in advance their plans and try to prevent the death in Cuba. So, on behalf of the family we represent here in Canada, we appreciate all you can do in the effort to release our relatives, because now we are in the 9th year of unjust imprisonment, but it is really difficult. Maybe you think they are strong, they can speak about that, but it's not easy. We have to be in an iron show to talk about that because it is our life, it is their life. But we know that you can understand that and you will do all you can to help us and join all the initiative from the friends from the solidarity campaign, because in the, during the days I have been here, I was able to see how noble and how lovely people you are. So thank you very much. And we are in the best position to answer any question and exchange for you with you anything you want.